Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
So here's how Boston Globe sports writer Dan Shaughnessy began his column this week about the Boston Bruins. They may never lose another game. Ha! Maybe so. They've been having a pretty good ride lately. Their next big test comes tonight when they have a chance to put away the New York Rangers and move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Bruins are up 3-0 in the best of seven series. Even so, defenseman Johnny Boychuk isn't taking anything for granted.
That fourth game is going to be the toughest one. Out of any team in the NHL, we should probably know that the best.
They should know it. After all, it was in 2010. The Bruins were up 3-0 and then lost the series to Philadelphia. Joining us now is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony, and you had to bring that up.
I have to say, though, I'm still stunned by this amazing comeback against Toronto in the final minutes of Game 7. I know I've been talking about this for 2 weeks now, but I'm just wondering, do you think a victory like that has helped fuel this series, this confidence against New York?
Well, you know, in baseball, they say momentum is tomorrow's starting pitcher. And in hockey, especially in playoff hockey in the NHL, I think momentum is your hot goalkeeper. Which has certainly been true for the Bruins throughout. But yes, I mean, that was astonishing to see that many goals scored in that little time under that sort of pressure was quite extraordinary. And I think you're not the only one who's still talking about it, despite the fact that they've beaten the Rangers three times in the interim.
Well, let's talk about that. Game three against the Rangers, not without drama. The third period was flashy with both teams scoring goals, and Boston breaking the tie with only 3 minutes left. So another really exciting game.
Yeah, and exciting in all kinds of different ways. Not only goals at the end of the game, but the tension building as the Rangers failed over and over and over again to score on the power play. This is when a hockey team is supposed to take advantage of circumstances. And the Rangers just haven't been able to do it. Their power play has not been able to come through for them. And the Bruins, to their credit, have taken advantage of the opportunities they've been handed.
All right. Boston Bruins, New York Rangers, game four tonight. Let's move on and talk briefly about the Red Sox. The last time you were in, you were teasing me a little bit about making such a big deal that they were in first place with the best record in baseball. We knew that wouldn't last. Well, now they're in second place, a half game behind the Yankees. But last night, they managed to avoid the sweep by the Chicago White Sox, thanks to largely to pitcher Clay Buchholz, who is undefeated this season, 7-0. Is he finally turning into that ace that the Red Sox always thought he could
be? Red Sox fans certainly have to be hoping that that is the case, and stranger things have happened. We got some kind of fun at Fenway Park this evening, as a matter of fact, with Terry Francona coming back.
That's right.
Managing the Indians, and it will be great fun to see how the crowd reacts when he comes out with a lineup card at the beginning of the game.
Well, that'll be fun to watch. All right, let's move on to a sports story that intersects with a very sad story, that devastating tornado in Moore, Oklahoma, that hit that town with such deadly force. The NBA team, the Oklahoma Thunder, has donated $1 million to the relief effort. Here's General Manager Sam Presti.
We want to do anything humanly possible to support the people that have been affected. It's part of what the organization stands for, and these are the times where we need to demonstrate the civic pride that we hold in being a part of Oklahoma City.
So not only has the team donated $1 million, but forward Kevin Durant pledged $1 million through his own foundation as well. What do you make of these acts of generosity from this team and at least one of its players?
Well, Oklahoma City, even by NBA standards, has been extraordinary in terms of community service. And it's not just this most spectacular example. By the way, the NBA and the NBA Players Association announced just today that they're contributing an additional $1 million to the cleanup effort and to the victims of the terrible tornado in Oklahoma. They've done stuff in South Africa. They've done stuff with children. They've visited hospitals. The Oklahoma City players were in the hospitals on Tuesday, as early as could be. So this is not completely unprecedented, and it's glorious, it's wonderful, and it's especially wonderful in the sense that these franchises and these businesses benefit tremendously from taxpayer subsidies when they move into new arenas and get all kinds of opportunities as a result of being big businesses and bringing business to the community. So it's only right and proper, and good on them for doing it.
So the Celtics donated $100,000 to the One Fund in Boston. NASCAR and the NFL organized relief efforts after Katrina. But it seems like this is a different scale out in Oklahoma.
Well, it is a different scale because it's a different situation. It's the only game in town. Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma sports are big. Football is big, of course, out there. But as far as professional teams go, there's the Thunder and there's not much else. So the intensity of the relationship between the team and the community is likely to be stronger. And it, of course, generates publicity because there's no other teams to write about.
Well, a hopeful story there about a professional sports team giving something back. Bill Littlefield, thank you so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
Bill Littlefield is the host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear every Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. right here on WBUR. And he talks to us about sports every week right here on Radio Boston. And stay with us. Coming up as we head into the holiday weekend, our recommendations and yours for some great summer reading. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.